Westberg getting closer?
Yeah, I think so. He's going to grab a bat here at some point this morning and swing it. And, you know, I hope that obviously that goes well. And if so, we'll definitely see him one of these first two games in Texas.
Zach Eflin says he's still stiff. Yeah. Have you heard anything yet on Hoiser?
Stiff, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, most likely it'll trend towards an IL here in the next 24 hours would be my guess, if I had a guess on it. And at that point, we'll kind of, depending on how today goes, we'll make the next move in accordance with that.
And you brought back Bowman today just because he felt like the bullpen needed a longer guy after what it's been through.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and we actually came out of that thing probably as good as you can yesterday. And thanks to Vasquez, you know, I'm talking about position players pitching, and, you know, there is some value to it if it doesn't turn into, you know, 40 points up on the scoreboard at the end of the day. So by him doing that, you know, left us a few guys, but also, you know, what if there's another injury today, you know, in the bullpen, kind of what happened yesterday, you got to be able to cover the game. So, you know, which is what all 30 teams are doing right now in terms of handling bullpens and having optionable pitchers down in the bullpen and the ability to kind of move pieces around. You have to do it, unfortunately.
Dean Kramer needs some innings for you in games like this when they had the bullpen exhausted.
Yeah, day game Dino, man. He throws great during the day for some reason. So we're hoping that kind of holds true today. Dean's been really good here for a while. I think you guys probably can look at the numbers on that and see him. If you erase April, what his numbers would look like, I think we'd all be really impressed as, you know, one of the top 20, 30 guys in the American League right now. So we're excited to have Dino out there. He knows the challenge kind of lays ahead with the Rays, and see what he does.
Do you know how much are you on the baseball activity?
He was out playing catch on the field just now. I don't think he's touched a bat yet. I think, you know, knowing that usually when you have an oblique or whatever we term that thing, when you have one of those, it's usually the thing that caused it. So, like, if you're throwing, then it's going to be hard to throw. If you're hitting, it's going to be hard to hit. So it's not abnormal to see him throw first and that not bother it. The next step will be swinging the bat. I think it'll probably slow down a tick once he starts swinging the bat. But I do think, you know, we're pretty optimistic that this will be on kind of the front end of what the estimate was in terms of the return.
Tony, are you at all concerned about the wide emotional competitive swings that are going on? This happened a lot in April, too, where you have a 9-0 game and then have a 2-1-0.
Sure.
As far as the emotion of the team going back and forth like this?
Yeah, we got professionals. So, I mean, it's we have to manage the emotions and, you know, show up the next day. It doesn't feel that way walking in there right now. There's a lot of, you know, good vibes and optimism, and I don't feel like, you know, yesterday kind of happened, I guess. I do think that, you know, in baseball, when you play 162 games and you want to win every single one, but I do think when your starting pitcher kind of comes out in the first inning and it was what it was, I don't think guys go home, and I don't think that it ruins them for the next day. I think the harder ones to get by aren't the 9-0 games. It's probably the, you know, the ones that we lost, the one that we lost in New York in the 8th inning, right? Like, that's a hard one to get over. The one against Texas earlier on this homestand, those are the tough ones. Those are more the ones you worry about than, you know, kind of what happened yesterday.
Is there anything new on Mav with
Campbell? You know, I talked to Mav yesterday. I think he's going to be in the building today, but it's going to be a little while. I think he's had multiple concussions in the past, so there's a lot of literature out on that right now. We got to be smart with him.
Fielding stats can kind of fickle, but
sure.
Maybe some of the public-facing ones, that's not say it's out above average, don't
sure.
necessarily paint a very rosy picture.
Yep.
Do you feel like that's an accurate picture?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Obviously, that's kind of part of my world. I go back and forth, and I'll use Gunner, for example, right? I mean, you guys are all watching Gunner this year play shortstop, and I think there's like a sense of he's playing a pretty good shortstop. I think he's taking care of the routine ball at a much higher clip than he did last year. I don't know how many errors he's been charged with right now. I think it's probably in the low single digits would be my guess. He made 25 last year, 25 errors. His defensive metrics were really high last year. He was probably one of the better ones as shortstop, but he made 25 errors. So would I rather have the Gunner that maybe the defensive metrics are a little bit down on right now, that is taking care of the routine play and handling the ball in front of him, that maybe isn't getting the same amount of opportunities laterally that he got last year, that might be part of the sample bias? Or would I rather have the guy that makes 25 errors and makes all the rangy plays? I know which one I would take. So, and I think it's kind of the same for Jackson. I think Jackson's defensive metrics are a little bit down, but I think he's got a handful of errors this year as a 21-year-old at second base. I think we're happy with him. So I think all cases are differently on that. I think you got to kind of use your eyes a little bit and watch it. Defensive metrics are driven by range. Rangy plays for me, right? So there's completing the range you play when you get them, and there's also scenarios where you just don't get as many, you know, and that's part of it too. So what drives me crazy is, you know, missing the cutoff guy, is not taking care of the baseball. It's the little things. So, you know, yesterday we threw a ball to the plate. We probably should throw the ball to second base. Those are the little things that kind of annoy you with defense, not necessarily not making rangy plays. But and I was telling somebody this morning, watch the Yankees. They're 20 games over 500. They make defensive mistakes. The Dodgers, they're one of the best teams in baseball. I was watching them the other night. They're throwing the ball over the field. So I think those things kind of there's a focus on those things when you're not winning games. But I do think that it happens to all 30 teams in the big leagues. The most important thing for me on defense is taking care of the routine play. And I think, by and large, over the course of the year, I think we've done that.
Thank you.
Thank you.